This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump will spend a few days at a military hospital after contracting COVID-19. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
His spokeswoman says it's out of an abundance of caution on the recommendation of his doctor and medical experts. Kayleigh McEnany says the president remains in good spirits and has mild symptoms, but that he will work from Walter Reed's presidential offices for a few days. His doctor said earlier the president is fatigued after being injected with an experimental antibody cocktail. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Donald Trump testing positive for the virus is a bracing reminder of the seriousness of the pandemic. Biden also said he's received two tests on Friday and both came back negative. Speaking at an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Biden said he received a test in Delaware and one from the former White House doctor, then everything's clear. Biden was tested after spending nearly 90 minutes on stage with President Trump during their debate earlier this week. The former vice president said he wished Trump and the First Lady a full recovery and that this is not a matter of politics. Biden said it was a reminder to all of us that we have to take the virus seriously. Leaders and prominent figures from around the world Friday sent their best wishes to President Donald Trump and his family after he announced that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had his own bout with COVID-19 earlier this year, sent his best wishes to the President and First Lady. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are also among those who wished the President well. This is VOA News. Lebanon has asked Interpol to arrest the captain and owner of a ship responsible for bringing highly explosive cargo into Beirut's port that ultimately led to a blast that killed nearly 200 people in August and devastated the Lebanese capital. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Two men, Boris Prokoshev and Cypriot-based Russian businessman Igor Grekushkin, were confirmed as the captain and owner respectively by security and judicial sources. Russia's National Interpol Bureau declined to comment, while a spokesman for Cypriot police said they received no such request. 2 months since the explosion, questions still remain about why and how the cargo of ammonium nitrate was abandoned in Beirut and why it was subsequently stored in poor conditions there for several years. There have also been accusations of negligence against Lebanese authorities. Nearly 20 people have been detained in Lebanon after the blast, including port and customs officials.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The latest jobs report shows both a drop in the unemployment rate and a decrease in the number of jobs added by U.S. employers. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says the September jobless rate was 7.9%, down a half a percentage point from August. Employers added 661,000 jobs, the third straight month of slower hiring, and evidence the economic recovery has weakened. The economy now has recovered slightly more than half of the 22 million jobs that were lost due to the coronavirus. But the roughly 10 million jobs that remain lost exceed the total number shed during the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is facing more rape charges. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Los Angeles County prosecutors say the charges involve two women. The complaints alleged they were raped by Weinstein at a Beverly Hills hotel, one between 2004 and 2005, the other between 2009 and 2010. These new charges mean Weinstein is now charged with 11 felony counts in Los Angeles County involving five women. He's serving a 23-year prison sentence in New York on convictions for rape and sexual assault against two women. Weinstein was diagnosed with the coronavirus earlier this year. A spokeswoman says Harvey Weinstein has always maintained every one of his physical encounters throughout his entire life has been consensual, and that hasn't changed. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, stocks tumbled on the news that President Donald Trump had tested positive for the coronavirus. All three major indices ended Friday's trading lower. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.